perhaps a bit of a what an underdog, an unusual character. He read a lot when he was young. He got into spirituality, and he, although yeah, hip hop's not a huge force there, he fell very deeply in love with hip hop, and he's from Belfast. And much of his songs tell about the troubles, about the period when he grew up, and there was a lot of conflicts between the Protestants and Catholics in Belfast. But he, when he was a teenager, he moved to Manchester, and that's where he fell in love with hip hop. And he says in an interview that he really gravitated towards black culture, towards hip-hop, because he was an outcast in his school in Manchester, kind of, he said, the ghetto of Manchester, but there's a lot of black kids there as well, and he actually gravitated towards them and their music, and they were both kind of felt a kinship between the Irish and the black community there in Manchester, as they were both kind of outsiders from the British culture. And this is where he fell in love with hip-hop, and although he doesn't live in Northern Ireland anymore, his subject matter is all seemingly about the troubles of Northern Ireland. So here's a track officially called The Troubles, and that's Troubles with a capital T. That's this period when the Catholic minority and the Protestant majority were fighting ongoing for decades over Ireland, Northern Ireland being a part of Ireland or remaining a part of Great Britain, and things seem to have eased a little bit, so yeah, but this is just kind of a recounting of the troubled times. So The Troubles here by Jun Tzu, and he's got a brand new record of the same name, although this track is not featured on that album. But yeah, he's got lots of music out there, lots of videos if you want to check him out. Juntzu, and man, I love the Irish accent over hip hop. It sounds particularly gangster to me. So here we go, The Troubles.
I troubled a troublesome soldier. He told me the troubles were over. He told me to stay away. One day I'd have my day when I'm older. Well, now I'm older, see, but still I'm no soldier, see, because I moved overseas and learned the truth lies. I troubled a troublesome soldier. He told me the troubles were over. He told me to stay away. One day I'd have my day when I'm older. Well, now I'm older, see, but still I'm no soldier, see, because I moved overseas and learned the truth. There's a war going on, everyone is scared of it. So scared they won't say a word of it. Not a single word, but you'll have heard of it. And how absurd it is when they murder kids, 'cause of where they live. I'm sorry for disturbing yes, but this is where yes live. Welcome to the real world, kids. There's a war going on, you're living in the midst. They'll keep you in the prison in the middle. You'll live until one day when you're old and gray and you got grandkids of your own to save. You're really gonna tell them which flag they should wave? Behave. There's no flags and you're dead in the grave. No backs of buds and no beds, no babes. No gangs of thugs and no heads to the gears with. Just you and your own that come gaze. Move on a path for me, now let me tell you this. Probably gonna try and brand you a terrorist. Gonna delete your songs and censor this. Gonna repeat the bombs and send the list of the death tolls and the ones they miss off the list. Get left and let go, 'cause not many dead men that have been known what they know. So take a listen. Why would I care about patriotism when it's my own country trying to take me to prison? I'm out here trying to make me a living and they're trying to make it into something that it isn't. I don't care no more for your lies. I don't care no more for your TV. I don't care no more for your lies. I don't care no more, you can't see me. I don't care no more for you guys. I don't care no more for your TV. I don't care no more for your lies. I don't care no more, you can't see me. Move on a path for me, now let me tell you this. Probably gonna try and brand you a terrorist. Gonna delete your songs and censor this. Gonna repeat the bombs and send the list of the death tolls and the ones they miss off the list. Get left and let go, 'cause not many dead men that have been known what they know. So take a listen. Why would I care about patriotism when it's my own country trying to take me to prison? I'm out here trying to make me a living and they're trying to make it into something that it isn't. I don't care no more for your lies. I don't care no more for your TV. I don't care no more for you lies. I don't care no more, you can't see me. I don't care no more for your lies. I don't care no more for your TV. I don't care no more for you guys. I don't care no more, you can't see me. I troubled a troublesome soldier, and he told me the troubles were over. He told me to stay away. One day I'd have my day when I'm older. Well,
soldier, see, because I moved overseas, I learned the truth, guys.
It wasn't laminated, sick machine, but there was only so much to be learned from the screen, but it was that and nothing more. And now I was nothing to. It's cause the masquerade of the queen is playing on my self-esteem. The mean is nothing more. But I was nothing to. So I stepped aside, she cut me. Along the scars of my arm, felt like all the blood that had trickled out, I trickled back in, rushed to my mouth. When he tugged at the bottom of his icy amateur lips, I let him linger in limbo because he looked so pretty. When he thought that I was pretty, and the mouth was dry and the eyes were wet, he likes staying just silhouetted.
honorable mention. And I should mention that human nature is a bullshit conception. We have a long-standing tradition of genocidal intention. And riddle me this! Sex seed at 18, legal human being. 25 to life, but a man sobbing white. Slaughterhouse, dead cows, bleed to neck, won't come out. So you guillotine and that's a thing. But don't fuck those poor little things. Nothing with them.
Experimental piece of music there from Belfast. Robo Cobra Quartet, Spring Rounds was the track. And that was a live piece featuring some spoken word chaos and some horns and bass and drums. That's it. Yes, there you go. And before that we heard Hot Cops, another brand new piece of music which just came out last week. So, yeah, a record called Number One Babes. The group Hot Cops, Televisual was the song. And they have a very 90s sound to me. Sound quite a bit like Pavement, the great American indie slacker rock group. And, yeah, I started off that set with June Sue and The Troubles, a very Irish MC. And I mean that in a nice way, in a good way. Yeah. Not a whole lot of that going on there, and that's really cool. And that track, The Troubles, features the Irish whistle very, very prominently. So I always love hip-hop when it has samples from the place where it was made and gathers samples from the traditional music of that part of the world. So Jun Su does good in that respect. His real name, Jonathan Hamilton, by the way. So there you go. And next, I just got a couple more tracks here from Northern Ireland before the end of the program. And Next, I'm going to play an artist called Gaze is Ghost. But her real name, Laura McGarrigle. And she was a friend of mine when I lived in Paris about 5 years ago now. Yes, I met her in Paris, but she is from a very small town called Strabane in Northern Ireland. And she was, at the time, was living in Edinburgh, has after that moved to Paris, and now I believe she's living in Cambridge. So she's traveled around a lot, but she definitely has roots and always goes back home to Strabane. So yes, Gaze is Ghost is the name of her solo project, and she actually studied classical piano composition at, I forget what school, but a school in Edinburgh in Scotland. And yes, she plays beautiful piano, has a very, very, very tranquil, intoxicating voice. And this is her record called Plume, came out about 2 years ago. I'm going to play a track called Cocolico, Gaze is Ghost, on Wandering Rhythms.
20 seconds beat against the wall. You are beautiful. You are fighting. Draw the line up on where you are. The only card is the dying skin.
was trad music on steroids. That's what they call it, their style. Beoga is the band, B-E-O-G-A, track Lempt. And yeah, they're from the north part of Northern Ireland. It's from a record called The Incident. And before that, we heard Gaze is Ghost, the track Cocolico. Beautiful stuff, very subdued piano and orchestral stuff. Right on. So this is the end of the Northern Irish segment, and this program is very quickly ending. I'm going to stop talking, but yes, thanks to all the wonderful Northern Irish musicians for sharing their music, and much love to them and all humans. Going to finish with a little track by a group called the Royal Iguana Fur. This is a record called Horse Therapy. They're from somewhere in this Canadian country, and the track is also Horse Therapy. Good day, good evening, good luck, and stick around for Jambalaya with Maddie coming up right after this.
Ready to go.
You're hiking in that?
Of course. It's such a beautiful day, and I didn't want too many layers because I would only have to carry them.
You do realize these are mountains, right? It can go from sun to snow, and the paths are pretty rough and rocky. Maybe too much for flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I saw a picture of the hike on Instagram.
Everyone wants to enjoy the outdoors. Just remember the three T's: trip plan, train, and take the essentials. Being unprepared could lead you to a situation where you need help, like from the North Shore Rescue, a community-based search and rescue team that provides life-saving services. For tips on how to prepare for a hike, book an info session, or to donate, visit their website at www.northshorerescue.com. That's www.northshorerescue.com.
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is Bird Note.
Eagle pose. Crow pose. Peacock pose.
Each of these bird-inspired yoga poses has deep roots in Hindu mythology and philosophy. Eagle pose in Sanskrit is Garudasana. Garuda is a giant mythical sunbird with a golden body and eagle's beak. His wings have so much power that by flapping them, he can stop the spinning of heaven, earth, and hell. Crow Pose, or Kakasana, harkens back to a legend in the Indian epic, the Mahabharata. Many Hindus believe that crows bridge the worlds of the living and the dead. In an annual ritual called Shraddha, people cook a feast for the crows outside to satisfy their ancestors who have passed on. Peacock pose, or Mayurasana, is a challenging arm balance pose. The peacock in Hinduism is a symbol of beauty, grace, and pride. Legend says that the peacock used to have dull feathers, but during a battle, it shielded Indra, the god of the heavens. In return, he made the peacock's feathers iridescent. Next time you take a yoga class, breathe deeper, stretch longer, and rise higher by channeling the ancient energy of these fearless birds. For BirdNote, I'm Trisha Mukherjee.